In Hebrews chapter 10, we receive a dire warning to hold fast to the confession of our hope, to hold fast to our faith. Why? Because it's a difference between eternal life with God and eternal death away from God and condemnation. And this leads us to a question answered, or two questions that are answered in Hebrews chapter 11. Number one, what exactly is faith? And number two, are there examples of this type of saving faith for us in the scriptures? And so that is what Hebrews chapter 11 covers, what faith is, number one, but then also faith, what is faith demonstrated, or how is faith lived? So we see faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. So we have this assurance. And what is our assurance in? Well, our salvation in Jesus Christ, right? What is this hope? What are the things that we are hoping for? That there is forgiveness of our sins, that Jesus is God's Son, that he's coming again, that we'll have eternal life, that one day we'll see Jesus face to face, and also the promise and confidence that he will not disappoint. So our salvation need not be a mere wish, but rather a confident, expectant hope. This is the hope of Scripture. It is that which enables us to hold on, that which enables us to keep moving forward, because we know help is here in the person of Jesus Christ, and hope is coming, and he will not disappoint. So Jesus has risen from the dead, and you have been spiritually raised from the dead, and that which has begun will be completed, even if they're not seen yet. It is coming. Verse 2, for by it men of old gained approval. So we have a mention of the names of these men in the past who had faith. We've seen the faith of those looking forward to Christ. Judaism had morphed into a works-based religion and had forgotten that Abraham was justified by his faith, his belief in God. So we learn that by faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared. So we look around us, and at the foundation of our faith in God is the creation. At the foundation of creation is the Creator. It is by faith that we understand that all of reality came from something. Every viewpoint boils down to this, and we who believe God's word come to the point that we believe by faith that all came into existence by God. Not just by God, but specifically by the Word of God. God created ex nihilo. God created all things out of nothing by the power of his voice. Everything had to have come from something, and it did. It came from the self-existent God, him speaking all things into existence. So that, the verse continues, what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. So we understand that all we observe came from the non-observable. How much more now can we have faith that God eternal came into the world as a man? The Son took on flesh to communicate salvation to us. Not only that, but to make salvation possible for us, to reconcile the broken relationship between creation and Creator. So don't depend on self. Don't depend on creation, but keep holding on to faith. Faith in whom? Jesus Christ. By confessing, for it gives you the unparalleled confidence and hope. So if you put that together, we learn that everything that we see came from that which we cannot see. Therefore, that which we cannot see yet, we can have bold confidence that one day it will be made visible. Our salvation will come to full fruition. We shall be glorified. We shall dwell forever in the new heavens and the new earth with God dwelling with us.